1340 96.5 KVGC, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Friday, this first day of September for 2017. Well, it'll be all hands on deck over this Labor Day holiday weekend for the CHP. All available CHP officers will be on duty during this Labor Day maximum enforcement period from 6:01 tonight to 11:59 Monday evening. Drug recognition experts and CHP officers will be on patrol watching for impaired drivers as well as assisting motorists in need throughout the holiday weekend. During the same period last year, were killed in traffic collisions here in the Golden State. That was an increase of nearly 19% from 2015. Also, the CHP made more than 1,000 arrests for driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol over the Labor Day weekend in 2016. The heaviest day for travel is typically on Monday. With that said, it remains to be seen whether the extreme heat in the forecast will keep some folks off the roads. State health officials have issued an air quality alert through Tuesday due to smoke from wildfires throughout the Foothill region. Exposure to particle pollution can cause serious health problems, aggravate lung disease, cause asthma attacks and acute bronchitis, and increase the risk of respiratory infections. Those with heat or lung diseases should follow their doctor's advice for dealing with episodes of unhealthy air quality. Additionally, older adults and children should avoid prolonged exposure, strenuous activity, or heavy exertion as conditions dictate. The combination of extreme heat for several days and the impacts of wildfire smoke can elevate the risk of smoke-related health effects. Officials say if you can see or smell smoke, avoid outdoor activities if at all possible. And with the National Weather Service issuing that excessive heat warning, the Amador County Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services urges residents to be prepared for excessive heat over the Labor Day weekend. Please protect yourself and others from the impacts of the heat wave. For those looking for locations for a brief respite to temporarily get out of the heat, the Office of Emergency Services suggests the following: the Amador County Library, Sutter Amador Hospital Lobby, or any government facility or business open to the public, such as the Amador Chamber of Commerce. And with the extreme heat in effect, a few football games have delayed start times. Sonora at Lodi, Gustine at Linden, and Amador at Livingston. JV games will begin at 6 o'clock this evening, with the varsity contests beginning at 8. So far, no change in the start time for the game between Calaveras and Escalon, our game of the week. A Stockton couple was arrested in Jackson Wednesday following a midday burglary. According to the Jackson Police Department, Wednesday afternoon, just after 4, officers were dispatched to a retail burglary that had just occurred at the Jackson Raley's. Staff from Raley's provided a description of the suspects and their vehicle to the Amador County Sheriff's Dispatch, who then broadcasted the information to area law enforcement. The Jackson officers observed the suspect's vehicle traveling northbound on 49 near the Jackson Creek Plaza and pulled in behind it. They were able to stop the vehicle on 49 just behind the KVGC studios. Once stopped and questioned, the suspects, Jamie Barrow and Christina Barrow of Stockton, who are husband and wife, cooperated with officers, which led to the recovery of several $100 worth of high-end bottled liquor. Both suspects were arrested for retail burglary and contributing to the delinquency of minors. Also in the vehicle at the time of the arrest were two juveniles who were not charged. During a routine warrants check, officers discovered Jamie Barrow was wanted by Lodi police for armed robbery, burglary, and conspiracy. He was booked into the Amador County Jail. And a San Andreas man on parole with the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation has been arrested on various parole violations. According to the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office, Wednesday afternoon, just after 12:30, deputies accompanied by a parole officer, from the CDCR, contacted and arrested 38-year-old Dane Tonies at a residence on Berry Court in San Andreas for parole violations, assault with a deadly weapon, and criminal threats also. It all started to unfold for Tonies on Monday evening when deputies responded to a disturbance call at a residence on Pope Street in San Andreas. During that call, deputies were told that Tonies was involved and left prior to law enforcement's arrival. Several hours later, a deputy conducted a traffic stop in Angel's Camp on a vehicle driven by Tony's. He was subsequently arrested for driving under the influence. Then on Tuesday, a female victim reported to deputies that during a disturbance the night prior, she was threatened by Tony's while he was armed with a knife. Tony's is on active parole with the CDCR. They were notified and assisted in locating and arresting him. He was taken to Calaveras County Jail. And the third annual wine and cheese tasting to benefit the Amador County Historical Society will be held on Friday, the 8th, at the Amador County Museum from 5:30 to 8:30. Tickets $20 per person. Special guest speaker for the evening will be Eric Costa. Eric will speak on pioneer vineyards, orchards, and gardens. Musical guest for the evening will be Robin Fuller. Funds raised throughout the evening will be used for the new Liberty Building on the museum grounds. Tickets are available online at AmadorHistoricalSociety.com. And don't forget, you can help the Main Street Theater Works help the Kennedy Mine Foundation tonight. Main Street Theater Works is donating 50% of the net proceeds from their Friday night performance of The Crucible to the Kennedy Mine Foundation. Tonight's show gets underway at 8 o'clock. Doors open up at 6:30. Get your tickets at the gate. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting.